Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Mem Gimel. Brachas Mem Gimel, as we continue in Ketzad Mivarchin with the halachas of Brachas. Just one, all right, I forgot to mention yesterday at the end, I said I would come back to the discussion of smorgasbords. I just wanted to mention the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Samaches Sif Yud Ches, relating to the issue of washing and Pasavah Bekisnin, and he says, Vida. I know what the smorgasbords were like in Novartik at the turn of the previous century, but that's what he's talking about. V'dasha kama gedolim tsaku kikruchya. Many gedolim have screamed, Amashir is pashid b'dareinu b'chol ha-medina. Every medina shabais eiz simcha orchim shulchanim kama mine dagim u'mine basar v'ochlem epasav v'kisnin. He says many times, by a simcha, you have a smorgasbord. You have chicken and fish and all different types, and you have a little bit of pasavah bekisnin also. You have a cracker, you have a cake. V'ochlim b'lo netzilas yadayim u'b'lo hamotzi u'berchas hamazon el b'berchas bezonos u'l'basav al hamichya. V'ochlim harbe ma'od me'agluskos u'mechala ha'afu yal shemen shekoren boimil chala. V'ein shum safek, there's no safek. They eat so much there, so as we eat more at a smorgasbord. Obviously in Eretz Yisrael we don't have as much of a problem. Are no smorgasbords, generally, at least of the caliber that there are in Galus. But, says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, in those cases, if you have a little mazonos, you have a little pasavah bekisnin along with the other ingredients, you probably have to wash. And that is why more caterers have bread out by the shmorg. But if not, one has to be very careful, because if one eats a lot, even if you didn't wash in the beginning, if you ate enough in the end, you're going to have to bench. Like we said yesterday, that if savu mea liftan chayavim lito yidayim, all the ingredients can combine, and therefore one has to be very, very careful. Av rov hamon yisrael ein shomer matzmam yizeh al kein bevade chalil asos kein. What am I supposed to do? I can't control it. And then he says at the end of Alba'achilas Elu Chotfin Va'ochlin Kama Shehen Bali Achana V'yesh Ochlin Me'umad U'mahalech Kiyadua. People are eating a lot, walking around and standing. V'sovrim they hold Zelo Mikri Kfiyasuda. So this is what the Nakol Kriyasuta, he says, I don't know, if I eat a whole meal like that, standing up, I would think there's no, you're not sitting down because you don't have a chair. But otherwise, you know, it would be still called a Kriyasuta in terms of how much one eats. So one has to be very careful in those types of situations if one has a reception type of eating, if one eats a lot, including. So the choices are A, to wash, B, to make sure not to eat any pasavah bekisnin, right, to stick with the chicken and the other fried items and not baked items, to try to stay away from the pasavah bekisnin, even though it might not be good for one's health, but or you know, just to eat a pasavah bekisnin, but make sure to wash on it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. So we're up to the last couple of skinny lines. Membeis membeis. Berach alapas pater asapar peres. The Mishnah said, if I eat bread, that paters the parperes, but not vice versa. Beishamai omer, maflo maisa kadera. Then Beishamai said, also not maisa kadera. We were unsure, what is Beishamai referring to? Which line of the Tanakama? Ibailuhu. Beishamai, aresha palig, awas aldilma seifa pligi. So what is Beishamai going on? Tikamar Tanakama, berech alapas paterasa parperes. Is he going on the first line, where the Tanakama said, if you eat bread, then that bracha paters the parperes, what was parperes? Parperes was more of a snack type of food, a little mazonos, maybe cookies. So v'kol shekein maisa kadera, and the Tanakhama says if it paters the parperes, so then surely maisa kadera, a type of oatmeal, v'yazir b'shama l'meimar, no. Lo miboy parperes, lo patra, lo pas, not only does it not work for parperes, elafil maisa kadera nami lo patra. B'shama says that bread doesn't pater other types of mazonos. Right, because that's like a separate type of food. It's not part of the meal. Oh, Dilma, so is that what Beishamai is saying? Oh, Dilma, Seifa Pligi. Or is Beishamai arguing on the Seifa? Diktani, Berachal Parperes, Lo Pater Asapas. If I made bracha on the parperes, pas is not patered, because pas is more chashuv. Pasu de lo patar, ava maisa kadera patar. And the Tanakhama held that it doesn't pater bread, but it does pater maisa kadera. And Beishamai would say, there, no, parperes doesn't pater maisa kadera. But that's what he's arguing on. But in Achinami, Beishamai would agree that if you had pas, it would pater teku. The answer is unclear, and we'll have to figure it out. Interestingly, teku usually is by a halacha that we don't know. Once in a while, we have teku by a suffix about what somebody said. That's also a teku. We're going to have, interesting though, we're going to have to ask Eliyahu Navi what? We're going to ask Eliyahu Navi what Beishamai meant? Why aren't we just going to ask Beis Shammai? Right, we're going to have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi. So maybe it's an allusion to that. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. He's the Mavaser. Kol Mavaser, Mavaser V'Yomer. He's going to come before Tchias HaMesim. That's not so we're going to have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi first. We're not going to be able to wait until Beis Shammai comes and ask them. Either way, it's not such a common usage of teku, trying to figure out what someone meant or what a shita was, and not only what a halacha was. Okay, last part of the Mishnah. Hayo Yoshvin, Kol Echad Ve'Echad. The Mishnah said, just on top, that if they are all sitting at the bottom of the previous Amud, then everybody makes their own bracha. But once the group is massive, which means leading, and now they're focused on being mitzuraf to a group, so then one person can make the bracha for all. Tosva said, yesterday we saw that our sitting is like their leaning. And that's why we mentioned by Havdalah, the Shulchan Aruch paskens to sit, because in that way, one has a kfius and can be motzi others. We'll get to the Tosfos, by the way, explicitly about Havdalah on today's daf. So says the Gemara, Hayosh Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Heisebu in, Lo Heisebu Lo. So our Mishnah is Meduyak, that only if one leaned, if the group leaned and they did a Seba, so that they're all connected now and they're all ready to eat together and one can be motzi others, but if they didn't have a Seba, then they wouldn't be able to be Mitzuraf. V'Raminu, is that really true? The Tosefta says, Asara Shahayu Maholchen Baderach. If you have 10 people that are going on the way, Afal Pisha Kulam Ochlemi Kikar Echad, even if they're all eating from one loaf, these should make their own bracha because there's no tziruf between them. They're on the road. Yashvu lechol, but if they sat down to have a picnic, afal pishu kol echad ve'echad ochel mikikaro, even though they're each eating from their own kikar, echad mevarach lekulam, one can be motzi the rest. So ketani yashvu afal pishu lo esebu. So what does this Tosefta say? Yashvu, even without a seba, sitting would be enough. Our Mishnah said that you need a seba, not just sitting. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, no. Really, you need Haseba. Why in the Tosefta is it enough to sit? Because they plan this out beforehand. If you plan it out beforehand that you're going to sit together, then even just sitting together would be enough. Kigon da Amri, Nezel v'Nechol Lachma b'duch plan. They said, you know what? Let's go, and we'll go and we'll meet at such and such a place, and that's where we're going to have lunch. So of course, even if they just sit, it's going to be good enough because they plan this out beforehand. And if they plan it out beforehand, you know that they are Mitzuraf. So Heseba isn't a magical, oh, you have to be massive. The point of the halacha is that you have to create some type of kfius, some type of connection between them. And therefore, even without a seba, if I create a kfius between them, so then it will be good enough. Now, let's say, even like we said, yeshiva would be good enough. Let's say, like at a kiddush. At a kiddush, there's no chairs. So I'm standing around. So I'm going to make kiddush for somebody. So how do I make kiddush for somebody? How are we mitzuref? So if somebody comes over and says, have me in mind, somebody stands next to me, somebody's focusing on my bracha, so that's like Nezel v'necho v'duch plan. That's a hachana, that they're connecting to each other, and even without a heseba, as long as they are mitzuraf, it would be good enough. Good. Kinoach nafshei derav. When Rav died, azlu. Now we have a gadik halachic source story. Kinoach nafshei derav azlu talmida basrei. When Rav died, his talmidim went out to bury him. Right, this was the border of the Rishonim and of the Tanam and the Amoraim. Right, we know Rav. So Kihadri, when they were coming back from the Levaya, Amri, they were eating. Now they couldn't eat beforehand. They were so broken. So now they were eating. So Ki Amri, Nezel v'Nechol Achma on Nahar Dank. Let's go and eat bread on Nahar Dank, at the river Dank. Rashi says, Kakshamo, that was the name of the river. Basud the Karchi, after they broke bread, Yasvi v'Kami Boiluhu. After they broke bread, they were sitting, and the question was they were being taught, discussing. Hey, Sebu Dafka Tanan, did the Mishnah, remember this was right after the Tanan, but again, it was even if the Mishnah wasn't specifically recorded, they all knew the Mishnayos. So Hesebu Dafka Tanan, is it Heseba Avol Yashvulo, is it Dafka Heseba? Oh, Dilma, no. Or Kivin Da'ami, Nezel V'Nechal Rifta, B'duchta Planisa, since we said and we planned out that we're going to eat bread in a certain spot, Ki Hesebu Dami. They weren't sure about our issue. Is it Haseba Dafka or not? Lohavi Biadayu, they didn't know the answer. Come Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava got up. And look what he did. Ahader Kari Lachore. They all had torn Kriya, because Rav was the Rebbe Muvok, and he was the Gadol Adar. So they all had torn Kriya. And he took his Kera, and he moved it to behind him. He turned around his robe. The Kara Kriya Achrina, and he ripped another Kriya. And what did he say? Amar. And he said the biting line. Noach nafshei de Rav. Uberchas bezona lo gamrinan. Rav just died and we don't even know how to bench. We don't even know how to make brachas. So he did another kriya for that. Ah, we'll come back to that. Ada asa hu saba until hahu saba came along and ramaluhu masdisa na braisa, and he discussed what we just said. He asked a steer between the Mishnah and the braisa. Braisa means not just braisa, also tosefta. Right? That's what we're talking about, a tosefta. Braisa just means left outside. Bra is outside. So braisa and tosefta. So he asked the steerah vishani lo, and he answered kivan da amri nezov anechalachla beduch plan ke sebu dami. And so he said it's okay, even without a seba, one can be mitzurif. This is a pretty amazing story, that he was so heartbroken. Once he couldn't figure out the halacha, he tore kriya again. Two ha'aris. Number one, ask the Ben Yehoyada, right here. Why didn't, the halacha is, if somebody, Rachman al-Islam, has to tear kriya, and then they have to tear kriya again, they're allowed to be mosif al-kriyaso. They're just allowed to continue it. Lama asake, valo din b'shulchan aruch simin shin mem, dim kara al meis echad, u meis lo meis acher toch shiva, mosif al oso kara tefach. Just go another tefach down. So what do you have to make another kara here for? He had to turn around his shirt and then tear again. No, just why don't you just use the same kara? V'chein hu hayalola hosif al oso kara atzmo. So he says, v'nir ali b'tiyata d'shmaya, as he always starts off any of his suggestions. Hoshe echzer kara rishon lachra, why did he turn it around? Because Lahoros al shnei chisronos shachasir min rav. He wanted to reflect there are two different chisronos now that he recognizes and that he needs the others around him to realize. Ha'echa number one is about the past. Woe to us that we weren't mishamish rav properly. We didn't even ask him all the halachas of benching. That's the past. So that's why he turns one around to symbolize what's behind them. What's the past? She'avrus l'shim she'osa karoi. He says number one. He says number two. He says the Asid. What are we going to do now? What's going to be in the future? And that's the care that he has in front right now. There's one behind him and one in front of him. That's why he turns it around. He wanted to give that message of the Avar and the Asid. And then he says, Vinira, what happened at the end? After he did this, Ahu Saba came along and said, I'll tell you the answer. Who's that Ahu Saba? Vinira, the Ahu Saba Haya, Elio Zachur Latov. Eliyahu and Avi came into the picture. Al pi aklal hayadua b'stama hu saba tika itpar b'shas ubalach vodosh al rav. He came. He must have been at Rav's levaya. Asher nitztaru atal p'tiraso tsar mechadash. So he came back again because there's another tsar because of the levaya, the p'tira of Rav. So Eliyahu and Avi was there. So he was the one that came, suggested Ben Yoyada and did this. Number one. Number two, Rav Soloveitchik uses this story in one of his ma'amarim. This is in Shiurei HaRav. In Shiurei HaRav, in his Levaya for the Talon Rebbe. So he says there how many times Avelus brings tshuva with it. Avelus brings tshuva with it. Tshuva in Avelus. He says, what is the experiential substance of Avelus mourning in the second phase? The latter is intrinsically an experience of tshuva. The aching heart is a contrite heart, and a contrite heart is, of course, an atoning heart. Why? Enlightened Avelus contains a feeling of guilt. He says, what's guilt? He says, first of all, misa per se means we're human. And we realize we're human. We go back to the chet of the Eitz Hadas, the chulu. But then he says, second, the aspect of guilt is interwoven into the human time consciousness. Man is a tragic as well as a comic figure in a variety of ways. The chulu, and he continues, man is always a latecomer as far as the formation of value judgments and concerns. In retrospection, man discovers the precise value of something which or somebody who was but is no longer with us. How many times, Rahman al-Islam, does Avelus bring with it, I wish I would have asked. I wish I would have discussed. I wish this kind of tardiness or of being late in understanding and appreciating is, as I above said, tragic as well as comic. V'chulu, v'chulu. But he says this leads to tshuva. This leads to taking advantage of every moment. All those questions which descend in droves upon the grieving, expatiating individual are extremely painful since they are saturated with a feeling of guilt. Right? He says, only after he has gone, I begin to ask, who was he? What did he mean to me? One torturing, cruel question stands out, namely, why didn't I ask all those questions yesterday or yesteryear while somebody was still here? And then he quotes our Gemara about Rav Ada Bar Ava. They discovered the greatness of their master and their dependence upon him on the day on which they buried him. How sad and how ironic. They studied under him. He trained their minds, fashioned their outlook, opened up to them new worlds of thought, and yet he remained unknown to them. They all looked upon him as upon the great master of the diaspora. They admired and revered him, and yet even they failed to see Rav's real stature and greatness until he had vanished from their midst. This tragic Bichulu, he continues. He says that's part of the human existence. We always achrei mos kedoshim. That's what he doesn't quote it there, but achrei mos, that's when a person really becomes and you really realize his true nature of kadosh. Amazing story in the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Hey say bu echad mevarech. But once they did a seba, then they're all connected, and one person can make the bracha for all of them. We'll have Beit Hashem later on. Exactly, is it better for one person to make one bracha for everyone else? Or is everybody okay to make a bracha? We'll have that later on in the eighth parak on Daf Nun Gimel. We'll get to there, Bezus Hashem. Says the Gemara though, Machlokas, Amar Rav, Lo Shonu Ela Paz, when do we say that you could be Yotzi someone else with Haseba by bread? To boy Haseba. Avol Yayin Lo Boy Haseba. For wine, don't even need Haseba. Wine, you're all focused on the group, even without Haseba, and therefore one can make the bracha for others even without Haseba. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Afilu Yayin Ami Boy Haseba. Even wine needs Haseba. Machlokas about wine. Does it need Haseba? Ika da Amri, a different version. Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ela Pas de Mahanyula Haseba. No, the other way. Rav says, Haseba works for bread. Avo Yayin Lo Mahanyula Haseba. But wine, you always got to make your own bracha. Right? Haseba doesn't even work. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Afilu Yayin Ami Mahanyula Haseba. Wine, Haseba does work. Okay, so let's talk about these two versions. Meisvei, the Tosefta says, Ketzet Seder HaSeba, the Brisa, the Tosefta is trying to tell us what it was like in the olden days. What was the order of how they had a meal? Orchin Nechnasen V'Yoshon Al Gabi Safsalin. Guests used to come and sit on benches, V'Al Gabi Katadros, on little chairs, Achi Kansu Kulam. But the Baal HaBayis, he invited a lot of different guests. He didn't want to start the meal before everybody came, so he had like an anteroom where everybody sat and waited for everyone else to come before they went into the main dining hall. As we'll see. Heviu lehem mayim, and they brought, while they were there, in this anteroom, they brought them water, Kalechad Vecha Noto Yado Achas. They each washed one hand. Why they wash one hand? Tosfos says on top, kavod habracha. Kavod habracha. They're about to make a bracha, so they wash their hand to make a bracha. Balahem yayin, and they brought out a cup of wine. Kol echad ve'echad mevarech la'atzmo. Then everybody made their own bracha, because at that stage, when they were in the anteroom, there was no kvius. There was no connection between the guests that were there. Alu ve'sebu. But then what happened? They opened up the main doors to get into the dining hall. They went up. It was upstairs in the attic. Ve'sebu. Then they did a seba. Ubalahem mayim. Then they brought water for them again. Afal pisha kol echad ve'echad natal yado achas. Even though they each washed beforehand one hand, chozev natal shtei yado. They washed both hands again. Because maybe the hand had a hasachadas. They didn't know. It got dirty on the way up. So they washed both hands getting ready for the suda. Balahem yayin. And then they brought wine. Afal pisha kol echad ve'echad birech la'atzmo. Echad mevarech la'kulam. Even though they made a bracha beforehand, here, one person can make a bracha for everybody. As we said, the wine before the mazon might not pass to the wine during the mazon, because this is a different type of drinking, different type of drinking. Rashi says, Tzrichin od bracha, Shein bracha rishon apotraso, the first one didn't pater, Shein arishon kari shalafnei amazon, Shein abamakam suda, v'hai basru hu yayin shalafnei amazon. That was a pre wine given out, and this was right before the meal. So that's why one doesn't pater, but also earlier, everybody had to make their own bracha, and this one after Haseba, so then it works, one can make the bracha. Sheina b'makam su'uda. So does that mean it's not Shabbos? We're not talking about Shabbos, makam su'uda. Because we're talking about it's not in the place that you didn't have it in mind, and it's a different...
Is it the makam or is it the timing?
I don't know, it's the timing. I think it's the place. It's the place, and they're not focused on having more wine here.
So even if it was in the middle of Suda, it was a different place.
Okay, even in the... maybe a little of both. A little of both. It was not during the meal, because during the meal it might create its own kfius, even if you move spots. Right? If you have in mind that you're going to wash in one place and continue the meal in another place, you do not have to make a new bracha. So it was the fact that it was in a different place and not during a meal. Let's say. So now the Gemara asks a question on each of the versions. According to the first version, that wine doesn't need a seba kashereisha. So the question is, why in the anteroom can't they be even starif? Wine doesn't need a seba. So Mari answers, Shani Archim, Dataiteo Lamekar. No, Archim are different because they had in mind that they were all going to move, that this wasn't, they weren't gathered there to be one group yet. And what about to the second version? And according to that version, that for wine, Haseba doesn't even help. Kasha Seifa, where it did help. So Shani Hasam, there is different. Because the Seifa works for Pas, like a Migu. Since it works for Pas, and they're already connected for Pas, so it's good enough for wine as well, for Hilchos Brachas. The Pnei Yeshua here asks, why is a Seba so crucial? Why is a Seba so crucial here? So, like we said, what about if they're focused even without a Seba? So the Pnei Yeshua says, in those days, very Mistabra line, in those days a Seba was the normal behavior that you did, you went in and you lied down. So in those days, if you didn't do a Seba, that's Megaladas, that you're not connected. It's not so much that a Seba is a requirement, Bizmanahu, but that because a Seba is usual and possible, so if you don't do Haseba, then you're Megaladas. That the Hakal Hechi, the Shayach Haseba, the Lo Hasebu, Goli Datayu, the Lonichalu, Lishtatif, Keechad, Elohi Parade, Ishmeechal, Rishamhachi, Eno, Motzi. That's why, because it's possible. It's possible to do Haseba. Again, Bizman, like Bizman Azel, where Haseba isn't normal, so therefore, it is not a problem. It's not a problem. Okay. Good. Says the Gemara a little bit more. Balahem yayin betoch hamazon. If wine comes to them during the meal, as we said in the Mishnah, if wine comes during the meal, they should each make their own bracha. After the meal, one can be motzi. So shalu es benzoma. Iprima amru balahem yayin betoch hamazon kolachar ve'echem merech la'atzma. Why is that? La'achar ha'mazon echem merech la'kulon. Why during the meal should they make their own bracha? And after the meal, one can make for everybody. Amar lahem ho'olu ve'ein beis habliya panui. The answer is because their mouth is filled with food during the meal. And therefore, machlokas. And therefore, Rashi says, what's the pashtus? What would you have said? Rabbeinu Yonah says the pashtus, I think. Right? Because so you're going to choke. You're going to choke if you're going to say, if you're forced to say your own bracha, you're obviously going to wait till you swallow and then make their own bracha. But if you're going to be mostly with somebody else, you're going to have food in your mouth. He's going to make the bracha. You're going to say, amen, with food in your mouth. Sakana. Right, just like we have, you can't do a seba to the right side. Rashi here says, no, it has to do with kavana. Rashi says, if you don't make your own bracha during the meal, you're not going to have kavana. That's Rashi. For who adin, they see the Rashi, v'ein leiv ha-mesubin el ha-mavarech, el ha-livloa. They're focusing on swallowing, they're not focusing on the bracha. And therefore, like it's better not to say it. Right, so therefore, according to this, what's the nafkamina? What if you do focus during a meal?
Even if you didn't answer anything.
And maybe even if you didn't answer Amen. If you didn't answer Amen, if you focus, that's a Gemara in Maseches Shavuos and elsewhere, whether Amen is Ma'akev or not. But either way, Ein Beis Habliya Panui, and that is Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. Tosfos quotes another Nafkamina. Tosfos in the beginning of Dirmas Kol Hoel. What if somebody says, Rabosai, I'm making a bracha now? Meaning he gets their attention. Meaning, or what's Rabosai? Savrai. If he says Savri, Savrai, depending on which European town you came from. Rabbi Yesh Mefarshim, Kisha Omer, Savri, Mori, Vehein Menichin Lechol. Savri means, wake up, listen. That's what Savri means. Right? Rabbi Sain of Arech. We say that, I bet you, we're going to get to in the next parak. That's not part of Zimun. Right? Nivarech, Rabbi Sai. That word, Rabbi Sai, is just to get everybody's attention. Focus. Right? That's what Savri comes from. Meaning, so if somebody's eating alone, they don't have to say Savri. Minagiz has already become part of the... what many say, but hey, menichan lechol, because the shema brachol on us, amen. Shu paturin, right? So Tosfos says that's an afkamina. If they get their attention, they put down their food, and they focus, then it is okay. Then he quotes a couple of lines later. They near the Rabbeinu Elchanan. Rabbeinu Elchanan says no. Once chazal or misakin during the meal, that everybody should make their own bracha. Then eno yotze klal bebirchas chavero. So the question is, do we really take the reasons literally that we could change the halacha? Machloka has 2 days in Tosfos. Then at the end of Tosfos is what we discussed yesterday. If you ever discuss Havdalah, sitting or standing, this is the Tosfos that starts the discussion. Tosfos, the last 6 lines of Tosfos. Avot tsarech iyun ksas, me Havdalah, she'anu mavdilin va'omdin. Tosfos says, we stand up for Havdalah. Heich anu potun ze'edzeh, miyayinu mi'Havdalah. How do we potter each other? She'archare she'ein anu lo yoshin v'lo mesubin. We're not sitting, we're not leading. How does we make Havdalah for each other if we're all standing, says Tosfos? So what could Tosfos have said? Well, let's continue for a second. V'shema yesh lomar, mitoch shekov anatzman kidei latzis yidei avdala, kavi nami akula milsa. Maybe because they're focused. Because they're standing in focus, so then that's good enough. Lokach noe v'tov lahavdil v'gam l'shomim sheyeshu v'shas havdalah sh'az yeh nira kekava upoter osam. But it's better to sit, says Tosfos. But interestingly, Tosfos doesn't say it's a minog tos. Tosfos doesn't say it's impossible. Tosfos doesn't say change the minog. He says it seems like it's better to sit. But obviously, standing with a focus is also good according to Tosfos. This was the Mechaber and the Ramah yesterday. The Mechaber said to sit, the Ramah said to stand. And the two different versions of what the Vilna Gaon did and Rav Moshe, that was all yesterday's discussion. Okay, we continue. V'hu omar la mugmar. In the end of the meal, in the days of the Mishnah, they used to bring mugmar. They used to bring a certain type of incense, a spice, to make a bari b'nei b'samim at the end of the meal. So the Mishnah said that the one who made the bracha at the end, the one who makes the bracha on the ayin, is the one who makes the bracha on the mugmar too. So, the fact that we say he makes the mugmar bracha sounds like there was somebody else who was also a candidate that could have also made a bracha on the mugmar, right? So, a godami menu. So, who would that be? Who was the other candidate? So the Bach and Rashi and the Gra, there's a question about taking out this next line. We'll read it because it's here. The Marshal takes it out. The Amai, so why does he do it? Hovu not the Yadav Skila Bachrona. Right? So what is the who is the other person who would be Roy to do it? Is the one who washed the Mayim Achronim first. Right? Who knows? Hovu, who not the Yadav Skila Bachrona. Either way, the most Mefarshim take out that line. Let's just go to the next line. Messiah, the Rav, Damar, Rav Chiyah, Bar Ashiyam, Rav. This supports Rav. Rav, who says, Hanotel Yadav Skila Bachrona, the one who is Notel Yadayim for Mayim Achronim first. Right? He is Mezuman. Who Mezuman Labracha? He is the one that it is Ra'i to make Birchas HaMazon. That's what the Gemara meant, that there's an Adif Minei, but still, because he made the bracha on the wine, he gets the Mugmar. Who is the Adif Minei? Who is the other person in the running? The one who washed my Machronim first, because he's the one who benches first. Right? So that's the other person who is in the focus at the end of the meal here. Good. Rav, Rabbi Chiyah, Havi Yasi, Kamid, Rabbi Besudasa. They were sitting in front of Rabbi, Amali, Rabbi, Larav, Kum, Mashi, Yadach. Rabbi says to Rav, could you please go wash your hands? And Rav's like, why is he telling me that? Chazi, the Kamei Avimir says, he saw that he was like shaking, he's like scared, he's like, what, did I eat too much? Is he telling me to leave? Are my hands dirty? So Amar Lei Reb Chiyah, his friend said, no, Bar Pachsi, which means Ben HaGadolim, right, great one. Ayein B'Birchas Mezonah Am Kamer Lecha. He's just telling you to bench. He's telling you to do my machronim first. He wants you to bench. Don't be scared. That's what he's telling you to do. Amar Abizera, Amar Rava Bar Yirmiya, Mehem Asay Mevarchan Al Areyach. Oh, so now we talk about Birchas Areyach. From when do we make a bracha on Reyach, on smell? On smell, in which case, not stam on smell, on smell that's going to be produced by something that is burning. Like this mugmar, they put these spices on the fire and they created the smell. So when do you make that bracha? Misha ta'ale timraso. When it starts smoking, when the smoke goes up, that's when you make the bracha. Amalei Reb Zera L'Rava Bar Yirmiya V'Halo Ka'arach. What do you mean? You didn't smell yet. Right? When the smoke goes up, you didn't smell yet. So how can you make the bracha then? So Amalei, one second. Ulo Taimeich, Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, Demavarech, V'Halo Achal. What do you mean? By Hamotzi, by other brachas, you make the bracha before you eat it. You make the bracha when you're about to eat. So hachanami, daiti larucha. Here too, you're about to be meriach. So therefore, that's when you make the bracha. This is a big discussion in the Achronim. Rav Yosef Engel in a number of places and others talk about the bracha on reyach. What type of bracha is that? So pashtus is that the bracha is a birchas hananin. Just like we're going to have an amen beis, we're going to have a binana from a smell. So by the berachas hananin, all berachas hananin gets a bracha before the hana, and that's what's going on in the Gemara. The answer of the Gemara is just like hamotzi, berachas hananin is before the hana. So to reyach, what was the havamina though? The havamina maybe is that berachas hareyach is a different type of bracha. Maybe berachas hareyach. Maybe what's berachas hananin? Berachas hananin is with its physical. Some type of physical enjoyment, eating and drinking, smell? Is that included in a Birchas Hananin? Maybe that's Shevach. Hashem, thank you for making such a beautiful smell. So maybe that was the question of the Gemara. Maybe that's the thing. Oh, you have to make it afterwards. The Gemara says, no, it's a Birchas Hananin. Maybe that's the Shachla Vataria here. Is it Hananin? Is it Shevach? Well, Maskano, we paskin, it's Nanin. And therefore we make the Bracha before we smell. Just as a side, Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted in in some of the in the Shabbos books that sometimes it happens that by Havdalah, Borei, Minei B'Samim, and we smell it, that it doesn't smell. The smell's gone. We think, oh, we try to shake it with this, we chew everything, but sometimes it doesn't smell. Rav Moshe says it's always a good idea to smell it before Havdalah to make sure it smells, because it's a serious issue of a bracha levatala. If I only have one besamim on the table, and then I make the bracha and I smell, and it doesn't smell at all, what, I'm going to get another besamim from the kitchen? But I didn't have that in mind. If I had a few besamims on the table, fine. But if I only have one, and it doesn't smell, it's a big shaila. Of a bracha levatala. And if you, and let's say you say, okay, don't worry, I'll make a new bracha, but it's still a problem because you had a hafzik now between your bari priya gafen and your drinking at the end. You have an extra bari priya besamim there. So it's a big problem. So generally, it's a good idea to get into the habit that if you're not sure if the thing still smells, if you have the cinnamon there, then obviously it's going to smell. But if it's something that you know, you have a certain type of regular besamim with in the silver, and you're not sure, like it runs out after a while, you could smell it first without a bracha, just to make sure it smells, because there you're not smelling it to get benefit. You're smelling it just to determine whether it has smell, and then later on you could use it. Always a good habit to get into before Havdalah, just to make sure it smells. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chiya Berei Der Abaya Bar Nachmeni Amrav Chizda Amarav V'Yamri Lo Amrav Chizda Amar Zeiri Kol Mugmaros Mubarchan Aleim Berei Atzi B'Samim. All these Mugmaros, which are certain types of the spices that you burn, you say Borei Atzi B'Samim Chutz Mi Mushk, except for Mushk. What's Mushk? We'll see. Shemin chayahu, it's from a chaya. Shemavarchan ala bari minei besamim. That's not atse. That's not growths. That's not part of a tree, right? It's minei besamim. So therefore, you say bari minei besamim, which is the more inclusive. Whenever you're not sure about what to say, isve, atse, you're always safe to say minei, because minei is the most inclusive bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that on Motzei Shabbos, he should always say minei. Ashkenazic custom always to say minei, because that's the most inclusive bracha, and that's the one that is shaveh l'chol nefesh. Good, so Meisvi, is that really true? Ein varchin bari atzi b'samim ela ala afar simon shel beis revi. The Brisa says that you only say atzi b'samim on certain things, on the afar simon of beis revi. Rashi says, shel ha'etz atzmo bo lefaneinu, because that's a real, you see, it's a piece of wood that smells, it's a branch that smells good. V'ala afar simon shel beis kesar, v'ala hadas shebechol makom, or on a hadas, right, any of those hadasim, right? If you taking that to smell, if you want to use hadasim for havdalah bari minei besamim, so you can say bari atzi besamim on these. But what do you mean? We said earlier that on all migmaris you say bari atzi besamim. So tiyufta, we don't answer that question. Period. Stop there for a minute. 2 points. Number one, on this line about hadas is the Tosas that we referred to a number of times already, where Tosas says, what happens if you walk into a house and it's all different spices? And you don't know what you're smelling. You don't know if you're smelling atze. You don't know if you're smelling isve. You don't know what you're smelling. So Tosfos says, 2 days. First day, says Tosfos, make a shahakol. That's Tosfos right here. Yesh b'farshim shemavarach shahakol niyabit varo. Tiyakum and b'yach shahakol, unbelievable. Then he quotes Rav Moshe Mikutzi. No, just say merib b'nei b'samim. What's that machlokas about? Maybe that's the issue is what we discussed in Dapi'in Shir a couple of days ago, that what's shahakol about? A shahakol on the chovas gavra? Of Hana, or is it on the Chefsa? If it's on the Gavra, then even Besamim might be included. If it's on the Chefsa, then it's totally inappropriate to make a Shahakol when one smells. Number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention is Mushk. So what's Mushk? So Rashi, the Gemara says, it comes from a Chaya. Rashi says, where Chaya? Rashi says, Min Harei Shel Chaya. Comes from the waste of a Chaya. Pretty unusual. That's what Mushk comes from. This Gemara, though, is used in a different context. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, when he is talking about the Shemen HaMishcha, he's talking about the special oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made that he used to anoint all the Kalim and all the Kohanim. And he talks about all the ingredients. So he says, Mor hu adam atzarur b'chaya shebehodu. What's mor? Mor is one of the ingredients. So mar, it's the dam that comes from a chaya in Hodu. It's the Ram I'm talking. Who adam atzarur b'chaya shebehodu, hayadua l'chol shemizbasmin bo b'nei adam b'chol makom. All spice people know about this dam. That's the Rambam. Said the Ravid, ein daiti mekabeles sheyachnisu b'maisa hakodesh dam shum chaya ba'olam. You're going to take blood of a non-kosher animal to put into the Shemen HaMishcha? He says, I don't believe it. Goshkin damchai tameya. The Rambam I'm talking about. So that's the Ravid. Says the Radvaz right there on the Ravid's comment. Loya dati minayim lo. Ki ani shalti lo tagarma mevien oso mimkoma va'amruli shumin chaya domel et svi lo ofer ha'yalim v'shem ha'chaya tahorehi. First of all, the Rambam never says it's a non-kosher chaya. Maybe it's a kosher chaya. What's the Ravid jumping? Maybe it's a kosher chaya. You're telling me there's never any blood of a chaya in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo kasha klal, shekvar nizbatel mitoras dam. It's not blood anymore once you process it and you get it into a sweet-smelling item. V'nifsad miyos ochel, v'chazer liyos afer ba'alma. And then he says, v'yod, she'enen mimamasho shol davar, ela me'areach, v'recha lav milsa, and recha is lav milsa, and therefore, I wouldn't be bothered by the fact that it comes from a chaya. And then he says, and others on him, but he says, after all, we also have the moshk, right, which comes from which you make a bracha on, even though it might come from a chaya. Okay, interesting relationship with that. The moshk talking about different derivatives of chayos. One might even have been used in the Shemen HaMishcha. One was used, according to the Rambam. First wide line, Amalei Rav Chisla Rav Yitzchak, Hai Mishcha da Afar Simon, my Mavarcha Nil Avei, this oil of Afar Simon, what bracha do you make on smelling it? Amalei Hachem Rav Yehuda, Borei Shemen Artseinu. Hashem who created the oil of our land. Rashi says it comes from Yericho. Yericho is it's called Yericho from the word Reach, Rashi says. And Rashi says, Kach Ra'isi B'Sefer Yosef Ben Gurion. Rashi quotes Josephus. How many times in Shas does Rashi quote Josephus? Right here is one of them. Rashi quotes, Bori Shemen Arzenu. Amar Lei, so Rav Yitzchak answered of Chizda, no, Barmine, don't quote from me from Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yehuda to Chaviva Le'aretz Yisrael. He loves Eretz Yisrael. He was a real big Ohev Tzion. So he says the bracha Bori Shemen Artseinu. What about everybody else? Lukuli Amamai. Alavai, we should all be like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, Achiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Bori Shemen Arev. Do a different bracha. It's fascinating. I didn't see this Hara made, but Rabbi Yehuda is the one earlier. We had Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Chaf Gimel. That Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, Aser Lalos, Bibava Laret Yisrael. And Rabbi Zeira had to go around and try to hide from him because Rabbi Zeira wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda, who was the one that said, Aser Lalos, but he was the Oev Eretz Yisrael. So, but Oev Tzion. You got to be an Oev Tzion, Oev Eretz Yisrael. Interesting. Amr Avada Bar Ava. Hi, Kisharta. Kisharta is another type of spice from wood. Rashi says it's koshet or kshot. But if you put that kshot in oil, and the oil gets the smell of it, you don't say atzei. For Rav Kahana, Amar, no, afilu mishcha kavisha, you still say atzei. Avil mishcha tchina lo, but if it's ground up in the oil, you don't. Nahardai, Amri, afilu mishcha tchina, even if it's ground up, you do. Period. Amar of Gidol Marav, hi, Simlak, Mevarachin Elav Eberi Atzi Besamim, Simlak, you make a boy Atzi Besamim, Amar of Hananel Amarav, Hani Chalfi Diyama, also another type of spice that comes from the Yam, Mevarachin Elav Eberi Atzi Besamim, all of these are Besamim, and we make a brach on it. Amar Marzucha Mikra, how do you know that it is Atze, because it says by Rachav when she put the meraglim up on the roof, v'hi halasama gaga v'tit menem v'pishtei ha'etz. So you see, it refers to it as eitz, and therefore you know you say atzi b'samim. Amar misharshi hai narkom digenunisa. This narkom that's found in the garden. Rashi says chavatzelas. Chavatzelas, the type of flower that's found in the garden. Mavarchin alavei borei atzei besamim. Say atzei. The davra, but if it's found in the wild, borei isvei besamim. Amar of sheshes hani sigli. Sigli, another type of flower. Mavarchin alayhu borei isvei besamim. All different types of besamim that we make brachas on. Good. Amar marzutra. Hai man demarch besroga. What if somebody smells an esrog? Somebody smells an esrog. So it's a fruit. It's a fruit that smells good. So if you smell an esrog, o b'chavusho, you smell a quince, omer, barach shenasan reyach to b'peiris. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You make this bracha on a sweet-smelling fruit, barach shenasan tov b'peiris. Tosfos says, right here, third Tosfos, v'dafka k'shemi reyach bahem. This is only if what you're doing is smelling them. Aval in balech omehem, if you're going to eat them, ein levarach, berchas reyach, ki in berchas achila. If you're going to eat them, just eat them. Make the berchas achila. But if you're just going to smell them, so then, shenasan b'reach tov b'peiros. Where does this come up? It comes up on Sukkos. What if I smell my esrog on Sukkos? If I smell my esrog on Sukkos, do I make a bracha on smelling my esrog on Sukkos? Did I forget to bring it? The Shulchan Aruch has two dais about esrog shel mitzvah in Reish Tez Zayin. Whether that is, I make a bracha on an esrog shel mitzvah, it's a machlokas. Because there, it's not shel achila, but it's shel mitzvah. So you're going to get benefit from it, you make the bracha, so the Shulchan Aruch says, better not to smell it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch advises. Better not to smell your esrog shel mitzvah, because you're going to get into a suffik bracha. And if you do, l'maisa, don't make a bracha, so your bracha is l'hakel. That's what he said. At least don't smell it to get benefit from. Okay. Amar. Rav Yehuda, hi man, denafik biyom in Nisan v'chazi ilani to come alav levi. If you go out in Nisan and you see the blossoms starting to come out, Omer, this is it. Birchas Ilanos, this is the source. Baruch Shalochi ser ba'olam aklum. Hashem nothing's missing in his world. Ubarabo brios tovos vilanos tovos lehisnaos bahen b'nei adam. Or our gear says lahanos bahen b'nei adam. Either way, this is the birchas haperos, birchas ilanos. This is one of the few brachos that are said once a year. We paskin birchas ilanos right here. The first two tshuvas, in Rav Ovadia, in Yechaveh Das, the first two tshuvas are about birchas ha'ilanos. First of all, is it ma'akev to say it in Nisan? So if you go out in Nisan, what if you missed it? And you get it in Iyar? Can you say it in Iyar too? So, as an achlokas achronim, the Berki Yosef assumes only Nisan, but Rav Ovadia there says, v'di'eved, if one needs to say it in Iyar, so then one can. That is his first tshuva. If you missed it, l'chadchila in l'barach b'chodesh Adar, lo b'chodesh Adar, but only in Nisan, but if you missed it, so then you could even say it in Iyar, and don't lose this special bracha. The second tshuva is, are you allowed to make the bracha on Shabbos? You're allowed to make the bracha on Shabbos. That's an interesting question. Why? Because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch says, am I allowed to make a bracha on a fruit that's hanging from a tree on Shabbos? Am I allowed to make if I smell it? And what about a nice smelling flower? So the Gemara is mechalik. If it's something that you normally might pick off, like a fruit, so then you cannot make the bracha because then you might come and pick it off. If it's a flower, that your benefit is the same, whether you cut it or you don't leave it, so then you are allowed to smell it. Ulafize says, L'chora, mikol shekein sheish lahat l'brach berachas ilanos b'shabbos. L'chora is no problem. Shayein tzor klal and go berach ilanos. You don't have to pick it off. Right, v'dayla b'riyasam levad ve'imlan eligzer. We're not going to make new gzeres about shema. You might come to pick off the prachim. So pashtus is that it is mutter. He has in the and that which happens a lot because sometimes people don't remember until Shabbos on the way home from shul. That's when they make the bracha. If you look in the footnote here, we've quoted this footnote in another context in the past. This footnote is an amazing footnote, and he says al pi kabbalah though I'm not sure. At least according to some. Rav Ovadia is sure, but he says, Alpi Kabbalah, every time you make a bracha, you're male and you're mevarer, the nitzotzos ha-kedusha from the item. I separate the sparks of holiness from every physical item whenever I make a bracha. So maybe you're violating borer on Shabbos when you make the brachas eilanos. That's what some suggested. Says Rav Ovadia, come on! I don't believe that, because you know what? If you're mevarer the nitzotzos, every time you make a bracha on anything, if I make a bracha on a borer priyas on an apple, I'm mevarer the nitzotzos ha-kedusha. Borer. You don't say that. Why? Doom you to Mishkan. This isn't the Borer. We're not talking about Kabbalistic Borer in the Meleches Mishkan. We're talking about physical Borer. And therefore, don't tell me that there's a problem regarding Borer. Minayin lo shebenin ruchani kazeh shayachdin Borer. V'kol melechaz asuras b'shabes l'manim melechaz ha-mishkan. V'chot tikkun rabbanan kein darayis ha-tikkun. So Rav Ovadia at least quotes that. It's an amazing suggestion in Siman Beis, but obviously we are not machmir for that. We continue. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Amar Rav Minayim Mavarchan Al Arayach. How do I know that you make a bracha on smell? Shneamar Kol Hanashama Tahaloka. Every soul Tahaloka will praise you. Kol Hanashama Tahaloka. Ezo Davar Shneamar Nanis Bimenu. Which is the type of pleasure that the neshama benefits. Ve'in Haguf Nanim Bimenu. And the guf doesn't have the Omer Zehareyach. Smell goes into the soul, and therefore, that's how you know. That's what this pasuk is referring to. Kol neshama tahaloka. The tzlach here asks, and other achronim ask, what do you need a separate makar for? A separate pasuk for? You had a makar at the beginning of the perek. Right, Aretz Hasalam Ne'odam, right, and Shemaim Shemaim Lashem for Berachas Ananin. What do you need a new makkah for Berachas Ananin for? So two answers. Number one, some Achronim say, well, like we said before, you might have thought only physical pleasures requires Hana, but not spiritual pleasures. I saw one of the Svarim, forgot where, says, smell is the only sense that wasn't Nifka by the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Right, because it says, he tasted it, and it looked good, right, Nechma Lamarev, Nechma Lamaskil, but smell wasn't Nifka. So maybe you might have thought that smell, we weren't Chote, and therefore we don't need a Berachas Ananin. Okay, either, but the Tzlach says no. The Tzlach says, we know from Hilchas Me'ila, Kol Mare Vareach, Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila. If I look at the Beis HaMikdash and I get such pleasure because I'm an architect and I see the beauty of it, I'm not violating the Isra Me'ila, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. If, or Mare, Kol, if I listen to the Levium singing purely for personal enjoyment, there's no Isser. Or Reach, the smell of the Ktores. So because that is true by Me'ila, says the Tzlach, I might have paralleled this to, there's no, you don't need a Berachas Ananin, because there's no real Hana there. Kamash Malan, Berachas Ananin, you do, you still need the Bracha. Okay, there's a big shaila here. Also, the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva, if you have a stuffed nose, are you allowed to make Abdallah? If you can't smell, you have a stuffed nose. The Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva about someone who did not have the sense of smell. He didn't, he was born without a sense of smell. So he goes through the tshuva, whether you can or not, different days in the Shulchan Aruch, and at the end of the tshuva he says, I think he can make the bracha. Why? Because even though modern medicine says he can't smell, I think he can't smell, he just doesn't realize it. Why? Because of this gemara, it goes to the neshama. And if smell goes to the neshama, even though he doesn't realize it, his neshama realizes it. So therefore he can make the bracha. We paskin lamaisa though, that you probably shouldn't rely on that. If somebody has a stuffed nose, can't smell, let somebody else make, you can make Abdallah, just can't make Borei Minei B'Samim for everybody. Let somebody else make Borei Minei B'Samim for the others. Okay. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tov Yama Rav, Asid Demachor Yisrael Sheyinu Reach Tov Kalavanon. In the future, the youth of Bnei Yisrael will smell great. Shnei Amar Yelchu Yom Kosa V'Yikizayis Hodu V'Reach Lo Kalavanon. They'll smell like sweet-smelling cedar trees. V'Yamar Rav Zutra Bar Tov Yama Rav. My Desev Esakol Asa Yava Be'ito. Hashem made everything perfect in its time. Malamed, very important line. Hashem loves everybody in their umness. Everybody has their parnasa. Everybody does what they need, what they are good at. And that's how Hashem created the world. Hashem wants people in every area. Look at Rashi. Afilu bursi, even a tanner. Na elo umnaso be'enav. Hashem is happy because the society has to function. So Hashem needs doctors and lawyers and businessmen and everybody and policemen and garbage men and everybody. Everybody's needed. That's this line in the Gemara. It's yafet to Hashem. Amra papa hainadamri inshi talele korel davar acher v'iudi de avid. If you hang a korah, if you hang a branch to a davar acher for a pig, he'll do what he does. Meaning everybody should follow along what they do. Right? We shouldn't take this mashal so literally about being a pig. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. Avuka kishnayim v'yireya kishlosha. Same person talking. So we continue. An avuka, if somebody's walking with a torch at night, it's as if he's walking with two people. And if he, by the light of the moon, like three. Iboy lehu. What does that mean? Avuka kishnayim bahadi didei. Odilma avuka kishnayim labarmi didei. Walking with a torch, does that mean there's two plus him or two including him? That it's like he and somebody else. So Tashbava, you're Kishlosha. Look at the next line. Well, the moon is like three. So I am a bishlama bahadi didei shapir. If you say it's including that it's like two, and then the Yareach is like three, then fine. Because there are halachas that you need two and you need three at night. Ela i'amet labar mididay. But if you say this is excluding, so Yareach like three means really four altogether, arba lomali, why would you ever need four people? V'yamar mar, le'echad nire umazik. To one person walking alone, a demon will appear and hurt them. L'shnayim nire ve'en umazik. Two people, he might appear, but he's not going to hurt them. L'shlosha in a nire kelim. So why would you ever need four for? Say Allah Shramina, Avuka Kishtaim Badi De Shramina. Okay, so you're right. Avuka means two, including him. Period. Vyamarav Zushabatov Yamaravi Amila Amrav Chaga Bar Bizna. Amrav Shimon Chasida. Vyamila Amrav Yochanan Mishav Shimon Yochoi. Noach Lola Adam Shabbat Asmo Tokifshin. Aish. Vyal Yavabne Chavir Barabim. better to jump into a furnace rather than embarrass my friend in public. Minalon, famous line, meet Tamar. You learn that from Tamar. Shenemar, Tamar, instead of embarrassing Yehuda, she goes off and is willing to give her life. Shenemar, he moots ace, v'chulu, and she's taken out to the Kivshan. Tosas Mesecha Sotan Daf Yud takes this very literally, that this is one of the big three, Yehari Valyavar, embarrassing somebody in public. Yehari Valyavar. So we don't have time to go into it, but if anybody wants more Makoros, during the Mitzvah Shir, in Mitzvah Reish Mem, the separate Isser Daraisa of embarrassing somebody in public. Mitzvah Reish Mem and the Sefer HaChinuch, we discussed all the different issues. How literally do you take this comparison? What if a Kohen embarrasses somebody in public? Could he duchen? Is it as if the Kohen killed somebody? Right? How literally could you be Mechal Shabbos? Right, for it, so to prevent somebody from being embarrassed, it is a big, important issue. Okay, one more minute. Tana Rabbanan. Heviu lafanav shemen vahadas. They brought in front of him, they brought in front of somebody oil and a hadas. Beishami omer mevarech al shemen vakach mevarech al hadas. The oil was to smell. Ubeishil omer mevarech al hadas vakach mevarech al shemen. What order do you do it in? That's what Tosa says on top. The oil was to smell. Amar Rebbe Gamliel ani achriya. I will decide who's right. Shemen zachinu l'reichav zachinu l'sichaso. Oil has two benefits. Smell, and you could smear it on yourself. Hadas l'reichav zachinu l'sichaso lo zachinu. A hadas is only for smell. So Shemen wins. Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'divrei mechriya. Shemen wins, meaning, like Beishamai. Rav Papa ikla l'bei Rav Huna b'rei Rav Ika. Aisu l'kamayo Shemen v'hadas. They brought in front of him these two things. Shaka Rav Papa baruch ha-hadas b'reisha v'hadar baruch ha-shemen. He made bracha on the hadas first. Amar leilo sabar l'amar halacha k'divrei ha-mechriya. Well, you don't hold like what we said. So Amar lei ha-chi amar Rav halacha k'divrei Hillel. We all like Beis Hillel. The next six words are taken out by most. Velohi lishtamuti nafshu da Ovid. Right, so they take that out. Right, was Rav Papa serious? Or was he just like pretending he made a mistake? Or he argued, but he didn't want to embarrass and say. Either way, something, he was able to argue somehow. Right, there's on the side it says that maybe Rashi says that Rav Papa was just covering up his embarrassment. On the side it says it can't be Rav Papa was just doing that. It must be that he was arguing. Tana Rabbanan, heviu lefnim shemen v'yayin, beishami omrim, if you have oil and wine. Ocheitz Hashemen b'yamino v'sayayin b'smolo, v'mubarach al Hashemen v'ach chozer mubarach al yayin. Beishami says you take the oil in your right hand, because you always put something in your right hand that you can make a bracha on. That's the law about Hilchos Brachos. Berchas HaMitzvah, Berchas HaNenin, you always put it in your right hand. Ubeisilo omrim, ocheitz Hashemen b'yamino v'sayayin b'smolo, mubarach al yayin. You do the wine first and then the oil. And when you have leftover oil, it's not appropriate to walk out of the house with a lot of oil on you, so you wipe it on the head of the shamish. That's what he was used for. And then he would, I guess, take that in and clean himself off. And if the shamish himself was a tamar chacham, just wipe it on the wall. It's not appropriate for a tamar chacham to go out smelling with such a strong smell of the oil. Tanur Rabbanan, let's just read this, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Tanur Rabbanan. There are six things that are gnai for a tamar chacham. We'll mention them now, and then we'll go into them tomorrow. He shouldn't have such strong cologne of oil for a tamar chacham. He shouldn't go out at night alone. He shouldn't go out with patched shoes with holes in them. He shouldn't talk to women in the public. He shouldn't sit in a group of Ami Haaretz. He shouldn't be the last one into the Beis Medrash. Others say, aflo yafsiya psiya gasa, you shouldn't walk with strutting big steps in a balgaiva way. Va'yahalech become a zakufa. And don't walk, right, with one's head held high in a way that is condescending to others. These are the six or more advice for a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara is going to go into each of them now, but Hashem will continue with that tomorrow as we continue. Okay, Parsha Shia was given last night, hopefully it should be up. And again, today and this month's Shiurim was sponsored by the Orlinsky family, Lezechanishas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. And we thank the Orlinsky family again for their sponsorship for Av, for Elul, and the neshama of Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky should have an aliyah. And we will continue with Hashem tomorrow.